Sidney Crosby last night, and he takes the hit, and now he's either in or out. But the conversation is about the possibility of a suspension for Matt Niskanen. What do you think? Is that something that happens? It's a hockey play. It happens at the last minute, or do you think that there's something that he did on purpose?
Well, the thing that everybody's overlooking, and we'll never know because Sid got hit twice. It's the two-hander he took to the back of the neck and the head by Ovechkin. I mean, when Crosby was falling down, that could have been the initial blow that hurt him. Nobody knows, and nobody's talking about that. I mean, that was a brutal two-hander by Ovechkin to Crosby when he was going to the net. I think the Niskanen thing was more of a, they're calling it a hockey play. I get that. It was a reaction. I don't think he meant to, and Sid kind of fell into him. But I think the big thing that the league needs to look at is the Ovechkin thing. We don't know if that was the initial injury to Sid or not. And we'll never know.
I thought that he actually got him twice. I mean, there was no question.
He hit him twice.
Yeah.
That takes talent.
Right. The cross check on the back of the head, and then he got him again with a high stick on the other side of the head.
I think, I got nothing against Ovechkin. I think he's a great player. But I honestly think that's what the league should be looking at because, again, we don't know if that was the injury. We don't know if he was out of it when he was falling down. We'll never know. Sid's the only guy that knows that.
Paul Coffey's our guest on Brady and Price Sports Sense starting lineup. By the way, yesterday, inducted into the Ontario Sports Hall of Fame. Congratulations, you win with some pretty esteemed company. Did you already think you were in the Ontario Sports Hall of Fame, Paul?
I'm not trying to be smart. I didn't even know there was one. I'm not trying to be smart. It's a huge honor. I mean, I had a chance to represent my country last year, the Canadian Sports Hall of Fame, and this year the province of Ontario. It's great and an exciting class I'm going in with, and I'm looking forward to next October.
It's great. You're going with Bob Gainey, Penny Oleksiak's going in, our recent Olympic hero. Tell us how jarring it is when you do lose a star player in a game. It happened a few times in some brutal playoff series. You were also on the ice with in your last year in Detroit when the Lemieux-Draper thing happened. You get a five-minute power play, but is there ever an element where your mind is still on maybe a serious injury to a colleague and a teammate?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're always thinking about that. But five-minute power plays are the worst, even though it didn't last the 5 minutes for Pittsburgh because Malkin ended up hitting that penalty. There, any team will tell you that there's just when you have a five-minute power play, for whatever reason, there's just not a lot of urgency out there because you know you got 5 minutes to score. Well, last night, Pittsburgh, since they didn't have 5 minutes because Malkin took that penalty, but There's not a lot of teams that can keep the wheels going missing their top player. I mean, if you listen to Mike Sullivan's interviews after the game, that's why that team turned it around last year. There's probably not a more positive coach out there than him. And, if you listen closely to his interviews, he addressed the situation a little bit, but he didn't harp on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to get over it. I mean, we've got a good hockey club here. We've won before without our top players, and we're going to do it again.
Paul Coffey.
Pittsburgh's a pretty resilient group, and I think the series we got a series now, that's for sure, and it's going to be great to watch.
Paul Coffey, 3 Norris trophies, cups with the Oilers, cups with the Penguins. You mentioned that with the power play, there have been a couple GMs push for a rule that says a guy stays in the box the whole 2 minutes. I got to think in your time, we wouldn't be talking 120 point seasons with you. We'd be talking 150 point seasons if they had that then. Do you like that concept? Does that, discourage a penalty taker a little bit more? Can you really make a team pay by knowing you could score 2-3 goals on the same power play?
Yeah, I'm not sure that'll fly. I know back in our day, they had enough rule.
The Edmonton rule, right?
The Oilers rules, the 4-on-4, and if you ever had that power play, and it's not just Edmonton. I mean, when I played in Pittsburgh, we had pretty good power plays there, in Detroit as well. And if you got a good power play, you can really hurt a team. And if they leave a player in there for 2 minutes, and it's a call that was borderline penalty, and all of a sudden you're down 3-0, that's a tough hole to get out of.
With Hall of Famer Paul Coffey, 2 of your former teams that you won Stanley Cups with in the playoffs, and obviously with good chances, are you invested in the Oilers and the Penguins both?
You know, I love the game, period. But of course, I've got closeness to both those teams, and I guess all the teams I played for. You know, somebody asked me the other day if the Penguins and Oilers were to make it to the final, what would you be doing? And I said I'd be sitting right on the red line, enjoying the game, sitting neutral, and you know, it'd be great for the sport with those two great players to play on those teams, and you know, I'd love to see it. That's for sure.
So whoever invites you to drop the puck for Game Five, you gotta, you know, one way or the other, like, you know, the better accommodation you can get for one of the games, right, in the final.
There you go. I doubt if that would happen, but there you go.
Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing in McDavid, too. I mean, so many people have compared him to Wayne. You come up with Wayne. You get to Edmonton as a kid right out of junior with Kitchener. Didn't play in the AHL. Didn't play minor leagues. So you see a progression with Wayne. Do you see what – it's such a different league now. How would you compare Connor second year, Wayne second year, when you're playing with him around 81 or 82?
Well, listen. Connor McDavid's speed – is outmatched. Like there's just nobody that has that. There's nobody that can be on his own goal line and beat everybody up the ice at the red line by two zones. There's just nobody. Wayne didn't have that. I didn't have that. Bobby Orr didn't have that. Nobody has that. So Connor has that speed element. But you know, Wayne, you know, first of all, the Oilers hiring Wayne Gretzky was an absolute brilliant thing. I mean, they've got arguably the greatest player. Young player coming up in the game right now, being tutored by the greatest player of all time. And, you know, Wayne can mentally and verbally, you know, teach that kid so many things. I mean, they're talking right now about, you know, Connor being checked and Connor being off the score sheet and Connor being that. And I'm thinking to myself, well, big deal. That happened to every great player. Happened to Mario, happened to Sid, happened to Wayne numerous times. And there's nobody better to teach him through that. And actually, we were talking about it the other day, and you know, Connor, I think we all forget, myself included, he's just a young man. He's 21 years old. His brain is nowhere near developed and as good as he's going to be as he gets older. And, you know, what Wayne used to do, and we were chuckling about it, is, you know, he'd out think and outwait everybody. And that's why his shifts were a little bit long. And as soon as he knew that other team was tired, then he would pounce. You know, the thing that Connor has to do is realize that he doesn't have to score every game to help that team win. He just has to be the best player he can be. And, you know, with maturity, that's going to come. And as I said earlier, having Wayne's shoulder every single game, if he wants it, it's there. And there's no better guy to learn from.